Welcome to Words from Your Mama. I'm your host, Simone. If you're a mom or maybe considering being a mom and you want some encouragement along the way, then this podcast is for you. On this podcast, I interview moms from every walk of life as they share their experiences. So thanks for listening.
Someone needs to hear that.
Yeah.
They do. Don't get frustrated with the process. It has to happen.
On this episode, we are going to be interviewing Jolene Wisenhunt. This mama is a mom of quite a few. She's only got 5 kids, but she's very experienced in the world of mothering. She's going to share with us a bit of her experience as a mom and now a grandmom. And she's just going to share everything that she has. And I'm very excited and looking forward to hearing from her today. I hope that you guys enjoy, and thanks for listening.
So good.
So good. And happy anniversary.
This is the anniversary of when we met up again after not seeing each other for 11 years.
Whoa.
So, yeah. Yeah. Because we were in the same Sunday school class together when we were 4 and 3. And then... At 8, my family moved here to Maryland to start a church. We wrote each other 2 letters, which I still had when we reconnected. And after we reconnected in October of, 1993. We got married. We got engaged in November and we got married in March. So
I love that love story.
Me too. It's my favorite.
It's so good. So we talked a lot about kind of managing the quality of time. It's difficult because I could only imagine you're outside of your home, so you'd want to go explore, but then also making sure you manage the quality of the time that you spend. So you're not just out doing activity after activity after activity. You're actually enjoying the person that you're with.
Yes.
So good. So how do you balance commitments outside of your home with your family commitments? And I know this question's kind of tough because you guys pastor a whole church, so your commitments kind of never stop.
Well, something that we have always put in place is family comes before all of it, no matter what. Family, and because I want the people in our church to see that example to them, that family commitments are first. And when I say that, obviously not above God, but, you know, my mom was sick, you know, so much over the last couple of years with a broken ankle and then COVID and then just it felt like then a heart attack and one thing after another. And we said, no, you know, I was going to go be with her. Whatever they needed, I was going to be there because family comes before all the other activities. It's so important to keep that in mind. If one of my kids had something come up and they needed me, that's to me, that's more important than all the other commitments, you know? And obviously we want to keep the church rolling. We want to keep everything else going, but I think one of the things that has been the demise of the United States has been the breakdown of family. And we have to be the example of how you keep a strong family. And you don't keep a strong family by putting all of your travel engagements, all of your, you know, church things and all of that before your family. Obviously, you keep your family involved and hopefully include them in the stuff at the church. But push comes to shove, family has to come before that stuff.
That's so good. And just being transparent, I've personally struggled with that one because of the mindset of our society where I'm a single independent Black woman. I don't need anybody. I can do my own thing. I've definitely gotten away from the closeness that I was with my family. Not because I moved away. Yeah. I've been in Maryland my whole life. I don't want to, you make time for what you treasure, right?
Yeah.
And I just stopped treasuring family time. But I never had that revelation. The correlation that came to me as you said that was like your marriage. Once all your kids leave, it's just you and Brent. That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
And like my job's not always gonna be there for me. My car, whatever thing is I'm spending my time with, isn't gonna be there for me when the world stops. Nope. Like my family's there.
And it's great to feel accomplished and to accomplish things. Those aren't wrong things. I mean, I worked, you know, I was doing amazingly in the company, and they talked about hiring me as a regional manager and all this stuff. And it was definitely filling something in me. Mm-hmm. And I won't say that it was all wrong. I was teaching an incredible class to leaders and upcoming leaders. And I was teaching it to a whole region of Maryland, Virginia. And I loved teaching that class. It was called The Power of One. And it talks about one person can make a difference, right? You know, I believe that to my core.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But it was taking away from my family time. It was taking away from my focus on the church. Like, all of those things. But I felt that pull, that strong pull. You can be a powerful woman. You know, you can do this. You got this. And obviously, I was still being a witness to the people around me. I mean, I was sharing Jesus all the time. And so you can kind of get to this place where you're justifying this pursuit that you didn't even know you were on until you're headed there full force,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you can kind of get to the place where you justify it in your mind because, you know, you're doing good for Jesus. You're reaching people, but what about the people that matter the most?
Yeah.
And growing up, I saw friends of mine who were ministers' kids. Their parents were so busy that, you know, it hasn't been a good journey for them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, obviously, kids can make up their mind. They can do what they want. We all know this. We have the power of choice. But I want my family to know that they, I'm not just talking about my kids. I'm talking about my husband first, but my kids, my grandkids, my parents, they need to know that they matter to me more than all the others in the world.
Yeah. Man, that's so good, Jolene. So good. So we are quickly coming to the end of our interview window. I have two questions left for you.
Okay.
Wait, I may have one more.
Okay.
I have one more. So there's three questions.
All right.
What do you believe about yourself that helps you be successful and deal with hard times?
That I can recover from anything because I have God. Yeah. I can get up again. I can keep going because I know that there's a call in my life. And I believe that for every person. I believe there's a purpose and a calling on every person that walks, you know, the face of the earth. Anybody that's born, God had a plan and a purpose for. And because that's been put into me since I was born, that mom used to say this all the time. I know you used to ask that one, but this too shall pass. Whatever you're going through, it's not going to last always. Just hang on and keep going.
So good. There's like 17 gems of wisdom in this podcast. And it's just so, I just wanted to keep going. I'm so sorry.
One of those moments where, you know, like God, and God's using it for me. Trust me.
I believe it.
He's reminding. Yes. Yes.
Have you cried yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Several times. Several times.
I didn't hear it. I was like, am I being a baby right now? Like, why am I crying so much?
No.
Okay. This is a super light question, and then we'll end with a really easy question.
Okay.
After this motorcycle passes. All right. Growing up, what did you want to do for a living?
You know, part of that, knowing that you're called by God and He has a plan for you, I always just wanted to try everything.
Yeah.
I did. I wanted to be a music writer. I wanted to be a pediatrician until I broke my arm and the doctor had to reset it. I was like, nope, not hurting people to make them better. Not doing that. Right. And wanted to be a flight attendant. They had a flight attendant school when I was graduating, and they, one of the representatives came and met with me and my parents at our house. And nice. I was going to go to flight attendant school. And then I learned that I didn't have a choice in my schedule. I'd have to miss church. And I was like, oh, nope, not doing that.
Yep.
So the main thing that I always wanted to do, and people would ask me, is I wanted to be a wife and a mom.
Aww, you did it.
That's what I wanted to do. I did it. No one's dead yet.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I totally relate to that. I feel like I wanted to do everything in the world because the Bible literally says I can do all things through Christ. So I'm like, yeah, let's do all the things. So
let's do them all. Yeah.
I think the most craziest thing that I tried to do was become a nurse as well. And I was like, wow. I have to draw blood. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Thank you.
No thanks.
Nah.
Were there any specific books of the Bible, or even just books in general, that helped you grow as you raised your family? I know you mentioned a verse earlier, which was a fantastic verse. I've never even read that verse. Psalm 60?
Yeah. It's Psalm 66:12. Yes. Yes. It is. It's our motto. My husband and I, literally, we just know that God gave us that verse. But Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And that has been, I taught that to my kids in elementary school. And that has been one of our family's just words to live by, you know. That one, and I absolutely love the book of Ruth. I love the book of Esther. Like, you can just say, I can go down, I love the Bible.
Yeah. Clearly, you just literally, that blessed me so much. You quoted the Bible word for word. The only other person that I, your brother does it as well, but I can't even say the outside of church, but like your dad and you, like, can quote a scripture, reference it and everything, like you're at a Bible quiz drill or something. Like, that so just blessed me. Like, you didn't have to say anything. You could have just quoted that scripture and like been done, like mic drop, done.
Wow. Well, that was, I mean, that really is like our life motto, just, you know. And I just, Titus chapter 2, there's a book that I have read time and time again, and parts of it, obviously, I don't like, you know. There, you know, you get a great book and some stuff in it and you're like, and there's one part of it that I just don't like at all, but the majority of it is, it's fed me, it's reprimanded me, it's corrected me over and over again, and it's called Created to Be His Helpmeet. And it always helps me recalibrate, get back to what my main objective is, and that is to serve my husband, to love my husband, and to honor him and respect him and help him see dreams come true. And when that happens, it's reciprocal. You know, he loves me like Christ loved the church. And are we perfect? Oh no, we're still working on it every single day and learning more. But that's been an incredible tool for me.
It sounds like it. It sounds, you said the title and I was like, ooh, it sounds like servanthood. Sounds like submission.
<It's> great. And obviously we got to go after everything that the world says is awful. That's what we need to grab a hold of.
Yes, yes. So true. So true. So I have been beyond blessed to have this opportunity to interview you and to talk with you. And I hate that it has to end, but before, well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So before it does end, do you have any last words of wisdom you'd like to leave the audience with today?
as a mom,
yes,
ma'am, and as a wife, make sure that those are your first priorities. After Jesus, after his word, you know, after his guidance, that your husband and your kids. And then as your family grows, you know, embracing those that he adds to your family, knowing that there's a purpose in that. And don't overthink it. Just take the moments that you have to sit and snuggle your babies. They grow up way too fast. And I can say that now because I'm a grandma. But even at that stage, cherish the moments that you get to spend with your grandkids, because you are impacting their lives for the kingdom, hopefully, you know, and treasure those moments, treasure the times that you can sit with your kids as adults and have coffee and, you know, talk about things that matter and talk about things that don't matter. But just live in the moment. Don't stop dreaming and don't stop pushing for things God's called you to, but make sure to live in the moment and not be sidetracked by dumb things, because these are the things that matter the most.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I'm sorry. I was listening. I was sitting. I don't want to hang up the phone, but we have to hang up the phone because I have another meeting. But Jolene, okay. This has been I'm not even exaggerating. This has probably been one of the best interviews I've had. I really do appreciate you taking the time out.
Well, thank you, Simone. And I love what you're doing. I think it's incredible. And I know that there are going to be ladies that are able to glean things and grow. And thank you for what you're doing. I love you.
Love you too. Have a great night.
All right.
And don't forget you to too. Invite me to your next Lumpia night.
Okay, I won't.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's all we have for this episode. Be sure to tune in next week for more words from your mama.